Regina Riley tells a story that I suspect many parents can relate to. For years, she had been praying that her two sons, who had drifted away, would return to the faith. Then, one Sunday morning in church, she couldn't believe her eyes. Her two sons came in and sat across the aisle from her. Her joy and gratitude overflowed. Afterward, she asked her sons what had prompted their return to the faith. The younger son told the story. One Sunday morning, while vacationing in Colorado, they were driving down a mountain road. It was raining cats and dogs that day. Suddenly, they came upon an old man who didn't have an umbrella. He was soaked through and through and was walking with a noticeable limp. Yet he kept trudging doggedly along the road. The brothers stopped and offered him a ride. It turned out that the stranger was on his way to Mass at a church that was 3 miles down the road. The brothers then took him there. Since the rain was coming down so hard, and since they really had nothing better to do that morning, they decided to wait for the stranger so they could take him home after Mass. It wasn't long before the two boys figured that they might as well go inside rather than just wait out in the car. As the two brothers listened to the reading of the scriptures and sat through the breaking of the bread, something moved them deeply. The only way they could later explain it was, "You know, Mother, it felt so right, like getting home after a long, tiring trip." The story of those two brothers and their encounter with that stranger on the Colorado road bears a striking resemblance to what we heard described in today's gospel. The two disciples traveling along the Emmaus Road had once followed Jesus with hope and joy. They truly believed that he had been sent by God in order to establish God's kingdom. Then came those stormy hours of Good Friday. All their hopes and dreams got smashed into 1,000 pieces on that cross. Totally disillusioned, they left Jesus in an unmarked tomb, and they returned to their former ways. It was against this background that they met that stranger on that Emmaus Road that first Easter Sunday morning. The disciples listened to him. They watched him break bread, and something moved them deeply. And they realized the stranger was not a stranger at all. It was Jesus, and he was alive and risen. Almost the identical thing happened to the brothers on that Colorado road. There was a time when they had followed Jesus closely in their youth. They had truly believed he was the Son of God, sent by God to redeem the world. Then came the stormy days of their adolescence. All their hopes and dreams got smashed into 1,000 pieces. Totally disillusioned, they left Jesus behind in an unmarked tomb, and they went their own way. It was against this background that they met that stranger on a Colorado road one rainy Sunday morning. He spoke to the brothers about Jesus, not by using words, but by his heroic example. And as they listened, their hearts began to burn within them. Then, during the breaking of the bread in the church, they discovered, or rather rediscovered, the Jesus they had lost. That story of the disciples on the Emmaus Road in our gospel, that story of the brothers on the Colorado Road, are not unlike our own stories in many ways. Many of us, too, have had stormy periods in our lives when our faith got smashed into 1,000 pieces. during those stormy periods, perhaps we sinned against the church. Perhaps we became disillusioned with the church. Perhaps some of us even left the church for a while. But then one day we met someone, maybe a colleague, maybe a family member, maybe a stranger. And through that person or persons, we found Jesus again in the midst of his church, in the breaking of the bread. So today's gospel contains an important message for all of us here today, especially any of those who may still be searching for Jesus or for those who may have lost Jesus. Sometimes we'll hear these people say, "I believe in God and I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in the church." The old spirituality without religion. Whenever we hear this, we should recall another traveler on another road. We should recall Paul, when he was still Saul, on that road to Damascus. The Acts of the Apostles says, suddenly a light from the sky flashed around him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the voice said. Now, Paul was confused. He hadn't persecuted Jesus. He was only persecuting his followers. Then it dawned on Paul. Jesus and his followers were one. Where one was, there was the other. They were like a head and a body. Trying to separate Jesus from the church, the community of his followers, was like trying to separate our own head from our own body. Years later, Paul would express this mystery in his writings, in his letter to the Colossians. He wrote in chapter 1, "Jesus is the head of his body, the church. He is the source of the body's life." Then two chapters later, he wrote some verses that I found very powerful over the years, and really one of my favorite John Michael Talbot songs kind of brought the message home to me. He sets these words of St. Paul to music. How many of you remember when John Michael Talbot was here for the parish mission back in 2011? How many were there? Okay, so a number of us. I was blessed to be able to come for the Monday night session of that mission. I was still pastor at St. Peter and Paul Parish in Sandusky, but Monday was my day off, so when I saw that he was coming, I had experienced him several times over the years, both in Toledo and Findlay in concert, but I'd never really seen him do a parish mission, so I was privileged to be able to join you that night, which was a very powerful experience. But anyway, the song, those verses from Colossians, I don't know if he used this particular song on that mission. He performed a number of his songs or led us in it that evening. But it goes something like, "Because you are chosen, called to be holy, because you are the Lord's beloved, you must clothe yourselves with kindness, with heartfelt mercy, in the meekness of humility. So bear in love with one another and forgive as the Lord's forgiven you. Over all these virtues, bind them all together in the love of our Lord Jesus."
Jesus. Over all these virtues, bind them all together in the love of our Lord Jesus.
If we are to find the risen Jesus today, it will be the same way the disciples found him on that road to Emmaus. It will be the same way that Paul found him on that road to Damascus. It will be the way those two brothers found him on that road in Colorado. In the midst of his church, in the breaking of the bread, in the living out of that call to be the body of Christ, the Lord's beloved. I'd like to close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, look kindly on those who have left you behind for dead in some unmarked tomb. Come to them as you did to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Explain to them the scriptures again. Stir up in them the fires of faith that still smolder in their hearts. Sit down with them at table. Show yourself to them again in the midst of your church in the breaking of the bread. Use us to help them experience anew your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.